Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
This Sunday is dedicated to the parable of the prodigal son, recounted by our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Gospel. It is even more than the Sunday of the publican and tax collector, which we kept this past week, a well-known, much-beloved story from the Holy Gospel. And yet, as is always the case with those texts or prayers or parables or histories that are the most well-known, the most beloved, it is often the case that we truly listen to them the least, the very fact of their familiarity making them seem almost commonplace, to the point that we do not truly hear in the depths of our hearts what is being proclaimed. And yet the Church dedicates an entire Sunday to this parable, and places it here in these pre-Lenten weeks as a reminder that there is something significant and powerful to this particular story told by our Lord. Indeed, the hymns of the feast, the hymns of this Sunday, the distillations of our Father's teachings, point directly at each of us and say, "Listen, hear what is being said, for it applies to you." And they do this in an almost literal way. One of the Stichera et Vespers reads as follows: "Brethren, listen and learn the meaning of this mystery. For when the prodigal son ran back from sin to his father's house, his loving father came out to meet him and kissed him. He restored to the prodigal tokens of his proper glory, and mystically he made glad on high, sacrificing the fatted calf. Let our lives, then, be worthy of the loving Father who has offered sacrifice, and of the glorious victim who is the Saviour of our souls. Brethren, let us learn the meaning of this mystery. The hymns of the Church proclaim to you and to me that in receiving this parable, we receive more than just a story with a moral message. This is not Christ's version of Aesop's fables, pleasant stories with a thought to take away at the end of the day. Rather, this parable reveals a mystery, a truth of the depth of our encounter with God. It shows us something of ourselves, even as it shows us something of God himself, and indeed of the whole of human history, awaiting his presence, his love, and his redemption. And perhaps more than any other parable that Christ tells, the hymnography of the Church instructs us as Orthodox Christians to hear this parable in the first person. That it is not just a story, but my story. That the prodigal son is in a mystical way me. And Christ is telling the story of my own life, in all of its dimensions of sin and redemption. Indeed, the hymnography of this feast continually takes the story of the prodigal son and thrusts it into a first-person cry. At the Lizzi, before the blessing of the five loaves, we hear the following sung in the center of the church: "I have wasted the wealth which the Father gave unto me, and in my wretchedness I have fled with the dumb beasts. Yearning after their food, I remained hungry and could not eat my fill. But now it is I who return to the compassionate Father, and I cry out with tears. I fall down before thy loving kindness. Receive me as a hired servant, and save me." We are familiar with the parable. We know the story of the son who wilfully claimed his inheritance and left for the pleasures of the city. We know how he squandered that wealth, how he found himself in poverty in the pigsty before realizing his circumstance, making a return to his father, who waited, who embraced him, and who slaughtered the fatted calf to provide a feast for his return. This story is dear to us, and we know its contours. But, brethren, hear how the words echo our own spiritual life when we come to recognize, through the Church's witness and her guidance, that this is not a story of some shepherd, of some farm worker. It is the story of you and of me, drawing away from the Lord's blessing, hopefully repenting and turning back to him. The hymns over and again make this story our own. In the great canon of matins for this day, we hear, "The divine wealth that once thou gavest me, I have sinfully wasted. I have departed far from thee, and I have lived as the prodigal, O compassionate Father." "It is I," says the text, says this wonderful hymn, "it is I who have squandered this wealth, the divine blessing given by the Father." The canon goes on to proclaim, "I have become enslaved to every evil, and in my wretchedness I have bowed down before the demons that provoke the passions. Through heedlessness I have lost possession of myself. O Saviour, Heavenly Father, take pity on me as I flee for refuge to thy many mercies." The hymns not only draw us into the story of this prodigal son wandering far from home, then coming to himself to return. They not only show us how we have lost our gifts, how we have squandered our blessings, but in telling the story in this way, in singing it as our own song, we come to see something of our own enslavement. Like as the prodigal went and was bound up in his desire for worldly things, we, in departing from the inheritance of divine grace, become enslaved to the passions of the world. It is not simply that they have an appeal or an allure to us, but having sold ourselves into their captivity, we become their bond servants, and they have a real power over us. Though so much of Christianity has tried throughout the centuries to speak of sin and our enslavement to sin in terms of a fall, as if we had been created in one manner and fallen to another, the hymns of this day speak differently. It is not that we have fallen from some pristine state, but that we have become enslaved in a foreign land. We have become exiled from our true selves. In fact, the hymns say precisely this: "I was enslaved to strangers, an exile in the land of corruption, and I was filled with shame." We are each of us exiles in the spiritual life, exiles from our true selves. We are never exiles from God, for God's love knows no limits, and even through our sin we do not separate ourselves from him. The Psalms declare that he is with us even were we to ascend into the pit of hell. God is there. And yet we become exiles from our true selves, exiles from our true home, when we give our heart to that which does not satisfy the heart, to that which seeks only to captivate it, to dominate it, to control it. And we find ourselves slaves in a foreign land. And yet the hope of this exilic reality is proclaimed in the same hymn. I'll read it to you in its fullness. "I was enslaved to strangers, an exile in the land of corruption, and I was filled with shame. But now I return, merciful Lord, and I cry to thee, I have sinned. or another hymn that comes just after it in the canon. I am wasted with hunger, deprived of every blessing, an exile from thy presence, O Christ, supreme in loving kindness. Now take pity on me as I return, and save me as I sing the praises of thy love for mankind. What wonderful words to hear as we discover the real depth of our captivity to sin. Though we are enslaved, though we are exiled, the possibility of return never flees from us. Though we are stuck in the mud of our transgressions, the possibility to come to ourselves as the publican did, to turn from that mire back towards our true home, always stands before us. Our Savior, says the Ecos of the Canon, teaches us every day with his own voice. So let us therefore hearken to the scriptures concerning the prodigal, who became wise once more, and with faith let us follow the example of his repentance. With humbleness of heart, let us cry out to him who knows all secrets. We have sinned against thee, merciful Father, and are not worthy ever again to be called thy children as before. But since thou art by nature full of love for man, accept me, make me as one of thy servants. The canon makes so beautifully clear to us that the way of repentance remains open to the heart in the exile of sin. And to you and to me, who struggle through these days, waiting for the beginning of Lent, the message of this Sunday is clear. Repentance is a possibility. No exile is too distant or too great to prevent return. And our Father not only accepts our repentance, but like the father in the parable, stands waiting, his arms outstretched, awaiting that joy that comes when a sinner turns from his wickedness and lives. I leave you with a troparion from the 9th ode of the canon, which sums up the cry of the heart, having heard this parable and spiritually drawn it into itself. Behold, the hymn reads, behold, O Christ, the affliction of my heart. Behold my turning back. Behold my tears, O my Saviour, and despise me not. But embrace me once again in thy compassion, and count me with the multitude of the saved, that with thanksgiving I may sing of thy mercy.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.